Scott City Boys will be taking on number one in 3A on Thursday, the Trojans of Southeast Saline, and should be a fun one here and a good test for the Beavers here in the midway mark of the season as we are joined a couple of the seniors that had big games on Monday, and Lawson Bailey the first to join us there. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. I just got my daily looking at the fishing stuff, so should be a good night.
All right. Gonna go fishing after this?
You know, probably not. It's a little dark out now, but maybe tomorrow.
And a little chilly, man. So I got to ask you, what is it with Lions? You hit 18 last year against Lions. You hit 18 this year. That's your career high. What is it with playing Lions?
You know, I don't know. I noticed after the game, I'm like, I think I might have hit 18 last year on these guys, but I wasn't sure. You know, I guess I just get to 18 and I kind of stay there for the rest of the game.
Well, that's all right, but you got off to the hot start there. You hit some big threes there, and I've noticed you've really gotten confident from three-point range here as of late here. What's been working for you?
So, you know, I just took some buddy's advice, just shoot the ball, and I've been watching my buddy Dylan Metzger at practice, and so, you know, just watching him, I started making them myself.
All right, you guys have, like, three-point shoot-offs in the game or something?
No.
In practice?
We don't. Dylan would probably win that, yeah.
Okay, but no, it's been a fun run, though. A big win against Holcomb, and then you kind of double that up here with the win against Lions, and you're going to be into the semifinals here, and you get a big test tomorrow against Southeast Saline, and I know it was a tough game against them 2 years ago. Do you remember that, and does that kind of put a little chip on your shoulder to get ready to maybe pull off a big win tomorrow?
Yeah, I do remember the 4 points we had in the first half 2 years ago. I was a little sophomore, and it was pretty embarrassing, not going to lie. I don't want to go through that again, and I know these guys think that they can just walk over us, but I think we have nothing to lose in this game, so we should go out there with the advantage that we have and take it to them.
How fun has this season been?
Oh, it's been pretty fun.
Yeah, you guys have had a pretty good run here, winning two in a row here, trying to get a big win here, and then either on Friday you get either Sterling or Hugoton again, but I know that the first win in a tournament's always pretty good because that keeps you in the college gym all week.
Yes, it does, which will be nice. That's the first time I've experienced that in this tournament, so
all right, well,
should be good.
All right. Well, thanks again, Lawson, for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up here this week.
Thank you.
All right, once again, senior Lawson Bailey joining us here, and now Dylan Metzger, he gets the headset, and he's been hot-dogging about K-State all day. I look at his shirt here. How are you doing this evening?
Good.
Well, I know it was a big win for the Cats last night, and you're excited about it today, but I know Monday, a good day for you there as well. You had 11 points there against the Lions, and back-to-back big games for you, and how did the day go for you, felt like, for yourself on Monday?
It was good. I struggled early in the first half, you know, getting that shot to fall. I felt like my shot was pretty flat, but there in the second half, it got a little better, got some more arch underneath of it, and started feeling better, and they finally started to fall.
And, you know, it was a fun day there on Monday there, and were you maybe pleasantly surprised with, I shouldn't say pleasantly surprised, but happy with your defense there against Lions?
Yeah, I was. I think Coach told me that my defense seems to turn into my offense, so I've been trying to get better on defense, and maybe that'll help the team out a little bit more.
This stretch here, it's going to be a big one for you guys coming up here, but you get one game down, two games to go here with here this week here with Southeast of Saline. And is it just kind of the underdog mentality as you head into tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, seeing what they did to us 2 years ago, they kind of, you know, like Lawson mentioned earlier, they really kicked our butt. But I think they're going to come into this game thinking they're going to roll right over the top of us. And we've been watching film. We know their weaknesses, and we're going to capitalize on them, and hopefully we can get some momentum. And I think we only had like 9 turnovers against Lions, which is super good for us this year. And if we can do that again on Thursday, maybe that'll definitely give us a chance.
All right. And you're in that three-point shooting competition too, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. How did that go for you on Monday?
It actually wasn't that good. It wasn't good. I could not get in a rhythm at all, but hopefully tomorrow will be better.
It's rally time, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. What would you like to see here throughout the rest of this week and into the rest of the season?
I just want us to compete and get better. These mid-season tournaments are really good for us, and we need to come out here better, and that way we can start winning some more games.
All right. Hopefully it gets going for you tomorrow and pull off a big one here. Dylan Metzger joining us here. Thanks again for the time. Good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you. Go Cats.
All right. Boy, that was bold move here in front of Coach Gentry to say that as he takes the headset here. And, Coach, a fun game for you guys on Monday. It was kind of back and forth early, but that second quarter really set the tone for the rest of the ball game.
It did. You know, we were able to get stops. We got out and ran, and we shot the ball pretty well in that first the first half, second quarter especially. But defensively, the first quarter, I thought we were a little bit unsettled. We gave up an early layup on the first play on a backdoor cut, just, you know, not really engaged in the defensive possession. Our guys did a very good job. Just not allowing themselves to play down, you know, to the competition. Lions is, you know, got a lot of new guys, and they're trying to figure it out. So we did what we needed to do, and it was good to get a win. You know, the first time we won in the first round, in this tournament. So see what we can do tomorrow.
Getting that first win in any tournament, I think, has to be big. Do you feel like that kind of relieves a little pressure, I guess you could say?
As soon as the game's over, yeah, it relieved a little bit of pressure. But, you know, now it's on to, you know, top team in 3A. So, but we always want to win. I mean, so it's not as if, you go into a tournament and, you know, everybody talks about, you know, you like to get two wins. And that there's some truth to that. Winning that first game is big because it allows you to play for, you know, what we're there for. You know, for a possibility to get into a championship game. And these midseason tournaments are good because it kind of sets up like a sub-state and a state, and you got to prepare on the fly and be ready to go and see if you can, you know, put your strategy in and if your guys can execute it. So these are good times for our guys, great learning experiences for them.
And, you know, I thought your guys really were pretty good there. It was – you know, first half was really Jackson and Lawson carrying a bulk of the scoring there. But then second half, you really had others step up there. And, you know, you've got a bench that is not afraid to shoot. And you got to love that they can just kind of come in there and pick up some pretty big minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the guys on the bench, we've talked about this a number of times, and they're not afraid to shoot by any means. And if that scoreboard was right, I think we had 39 at half. And the scoreboard showed Jackson 20 and Lawson 18. So, somebody made a free throw in there. Might have been Avery or Dylan or somebody. So, but you know, they got their looks because the ball was moved, and you know, they knocked them down. So, you know, any night that could be a different player. You know, Dylan is, you know, fully capable of having that night, and you know, maybe it's tomorrow. Yeah, those guys off the bench, they're not really afraid. Especially, you know, you talk about Eloy and Brooks. Mm-hmm. You know, especially they're going to pull the trigger when they get it if they're open. And Eloy kind of has that kind of that, I don't want to say street ball, but that kind of play to him, the way that he handles it and kind of keeps defenders, you know, at bay right there. And they can't really decide what he's going to do. So really good ball handlers have that, you know, that option, that opportunity, because people don't know how to play you. Mm-hmm. And he can do that. And Brooks, it doesn't matter if he's in for 4 seconds or 5 seconds. I mean, if he's open, he can definitely knock it down. And you got to love the confidence.
Well, tomorrow it's Southeast of Saline, yeah, number one team in 3A, and boy, they've got some kids that can fly up and down the court, and they're not afraid to dunk on you.
No, they're not. But you know, funny thing is, I've had people ask me, like, I mean, you guys have thrown a lot of lob passes, you know, in the last couple of games. Can you even do that? I'm like, well, yeah, we can actually do it, but no, they definitely do. Number two plays above the rim. I mean, he can really elevate. Number one's obviously he's 6'5", so his size allows him to get up there. But two's the one that, you know, can really, really get up. And so a big part of the game tomorrow is going to be keeping them out of transition, you know, and defensive rebounding, which were two things that really. Got to us against Hugoton, so we've got to fix those things. If all of our guys do their job and they don't rely on needing help, and we keep that ball in front of us, then, you know, those opportunities, you know, are you know, few and far between. So we've got to do a really good ball, a good job on the ball in transition. We've got to slow it down. We can't allow guys to get behind us, and we can't give them second and third chance opportunities because they offensive rebound really well, and you can't give a great team those chances, and they play with a whole lot of confidence.
Yeah, they do. And you have this Thursday, Friday, have a stay out of town here. And I think this is a good kind of a learning tool for your kids to how to conduct themselves when you have like kind of a 2-day stay.
Yeah. You know, nighttime routines are a little bit different, you know, when you're in a hotel and you're out of town. But, you know, I don't really worry about our guys, you know, losing track of what we're there for. They handle themselves really well. I mean, it's been a number of years, you know, it always seems like we go to places and when we leave, somebody will stop me and say, hey, I mean, your kids are, you know, really well behaved and things like that. So, those are always good things to hear. You know, our kids are pretty respectful, to you know, where they're at, if they're staying in a hotel or, you know, how they conduct themselves in public. So, yeah, a little bit different. Mm-hmm. You know, we haven't stayed anywhere this year. Obviously, we haven't had a, you know, back-to-back nights where we're staying overnight. But, you know, that's something that, you know, I don't really worry about. We'll fill their time with, yeah, you know, basketball things. So we're okay.
All right. Should be a fun couple days at Sterling Thursday and Friday. You get to stay in the same gym for Thursday and Friday. Coach Brian Gentry joins us here. And thanks for the time. And we'll see you down there in Sterling.
All right. Thanks.